Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you very much, Eric Valero in the Sportsplex. My dinged-up radio partner is here. Shannon Crowder.
I'm fine. My truck is in trouble.
Are you okay?
Physically, I'm good.
Mentally, you all right mentally?
I'm on edge. Y'all don't start fooling with me today. Don't call me Jennings. Don't start with the nicknames. I'm on edge right now.
Tell me your name. I want to make
Here
sure you're
go.
Okay. Tell me your name.
I just said don't fool with me.
Jennings.
Okay. Okay. You know firecrackers have the short wick, right?
I'm sorry, man, but
my wick is short right now, Hawk.
You tell me not to do something. I can't help myself.
The fire what?
I just told you the firecrackers and my wick is short right now.
Look in my eyes.
I don't want to look at your eyes.
Look in my eyes. I want to see if you're okay.
I'm good.
How many fingers am I holding up?
The middle one.
Always funny.
You're not good, huh? You're not good.
What do you mean?
You're supposed to be consoling me.
I'm consoling you right now.
Flicking me off is consoling me?
Well, listen, however you interpret it, I was just holding up a random number of fingers to see if you were okay.
Okay. Strike one.
So you got now. Well, let me give away the code word here. Do you remember Channing? Do you remember what we like to do at the top of the hour?
We try to give away money still?
Yes, we've been doing that. You've been in a coma for a while. Luckily, the Heat have the championship parade tomorrow.
We won it?
Third one in a row, Wayne Ellington.
Wayne got it?
Finals MVP.
I'm
yeah,
we signed him back. I was gone that long?
Hey, let's do a show one day where we pretend it's whatever, July, what's today, 18th? July 18th, 2023. Let's just do the show as if whatever's happened the past, you know, 6-7 years.
I'm down.
Do that. Write that down, Flair.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Slow time of year in sports. All right. Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's training camp 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word. This is a tough word. I don't like when they make the words that are tough to spell. Text the word bachelor to 72881. Guessing most people are going to put a T in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Bachelor, B-A-C-H-E-L-O-R. Text that to 72881. You're registered. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be around 4 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Text the word bachelor to 72881. There's a lot of stuff to get into today, but I do want to ask. So what happened? So you were you're driving. You were almost here to the radio station.
Yeah, I was right by the stadium. Get off the turnpike and the white, what was it, a Chevy something drop top. And it's, well, I'm seeing it because it's a bright red car. It's
so when
top.
When you get off at the Turnpike Stadium exit, there's traffic that's heading off the exit, and then it drops you at a stoplight. You know,
199th.
At 199th, yeah. Which is on the, what, south? East side
corner,
of
yes.
the Hard Rock Stadium.
So that little stretch from the toll booth to the 199th, that stretch, we get off. This red drop top's in front of me in the middle lane. I'm in the left lane. And all of a sudden, he wants to make a U-turn and just yokes it.
So he wants to get back on the turnpike going north.
And he said, yes, I wasn't even supposed to be headed south. I was headed north.
That was a pretty good English accent. He was English?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
British.
His insurance was from the United Kingdom, so I don't know exactly where he was from. We end up talking. I was there for, 2 hours damn near, so we end up talking. He works in Quebec. He had some time off. He came. He just wanted to tell. Nicest guy in the world. He just yokes U-turns from the middle lane. Like, I would be his friend if he didn't yoke U-turns from the damn middle lane. Right in front of me, bashed his car, bashed my car, gets out. Oh, sorry about that. Yes, I looked straight. I didn't look behind me.
See, it sounds pleasant.
It was a pleasant situation, but when you hear the metal of your car crush into the metal of another car, it automatically puts you in a bad mood. I was mad at him, even though he came out like, sorry, my fault. Oh, it's just, the GPS was telling me U-turn. Yeah, bro, but you turned right in front of me. Yes, sorry about that. It is what it is. How much do you pay for insurance? And what the hell are you worried about my payment for insurance? Your problem. That's what we're talking about, your insurance. Talking about my insurance. He had me hot.
All right. You guys squashed it by the end, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know what lightened it up? Was I heard he started calling people. It's like I called my wife, tell her I'm in a wreck. I knew y'all were probably talking about it. So I was like calling my wife, let her know I'm in a wreck and all that stuff. Call the insurance guy, all that. And I hear him on the phone because I'm right behind him. So I hear him on the phone by his door looking, talking. And I'm by my, you know, my hood. So I hear him say, oh, yes, in a car wreck right here by the Dolphin, the big stadium. And they said something. Oh, this fella's big as a bear. Exactly what he said. Oh, this fella's big as a bear. I took it as a compliment because
right.
I don't mind being big. But
right. Oh, you're big as a bear.
I don't think it was the nicest thing to say.
Right.
But it lightened it up. But yes, it had me hot for a second.
And the cops came and
cops come.
He owned up to it.
Oh, yes. I was in the middle. He was there. And I just turned and he hit me. But then the cops say, because I get out, which I got a little vigilante in me, even though I was mad, so I gave him the thumbs up. You good, bro? Said, I'm good. Cops get there. They're there for 10, 15 minutes. Said, are you okay? Starts rubbing his butt lower back, They're like, you need somebody to look at you? Oh, yes. So now they got to call the ambulance. So they call the ambulance. They're coming. They get there. Hey, what's wrong? Your back's okay? Oh, yes, I'm fine. Do you need to be evaluated? No. So why the hell do we sit here for 30 more minutes waiting for the damn ambulance? He just shrugs his shoulders. Oh yes, now I'm fine. I'm waiting for my Uber.
So was his car drivable or no?
No, he was torn up. I folded his car in half.
Hmm. You're all right?
Oh no. I'm built to last.
Well, I mean, you've had a lot of surgeries, a lot of pink eye.
I'm built to last. Now, y'all talk about pink eye. That's a little eye infection, whatever, probably from the studio. So let's not count that.
I'm just saying, I'm not necessarily certain that built to last is the way you should describe yourself.
Built to last? I'm lived about 130, 140.
Oh. You talking about in the afternoon?
Well, I made it today. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah, man. I don't get in many accidents because, you know, I'm damn near a professional driver. You know, Jeff Gordon asked me for advice. But some things happen.
You've got into two accidents.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. We talk for 9 minutes without you.
Oh, we're glad you're okay. We talked to Amelia at some point this afternoon about his crack up.
I'll bring it up to her, man.
Yeah.
She's real busy.
I know. She's got so many traffic reports that she does now, but you've been in an accident. She's our traffic expert.
She doesn't even know.
I don't even know what to ask her, but I'm sure I'll come up with something.
We created traffic for about 7 seconds.
Yeah, so what happened? Big backup?
I hit him. Bow. I U-turned around, got back behind him. You know, my vigilante in me, he's not going to get away. He's not going to evade.
Right, so now you're going to get into patrol form.
I was right on his tail. Uh-huh. If you want to leave, we're leaving together.
Light skin wonder.
We're leaving together, sir. No problem, bloke. So so we stop, we U-turn, pickup truck stops. Y'all okay, old white dude, big beard? We good. Okay, he drives away.
All right, so you stopped a traffic.
We stopped one lane for about 10 seconds. So I'm sorry, anybody, that I inconvenienced you coming off the
backup. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if Amelia's going to be able to do a traffic report on that.
Well, I think she should fit it into her traffic report. I think that, it's traffic. And how often do you know the name of the person that's been in the wreck?
Hello, bloke.
And did he get a ticket?
I don't know. He admitted fault.
Right, so the moment he admits fault, then it's on his insurance company.
Yeah, that's what the call officer was saying. Like, hey, he's probably going to go back to Quebec or wherever the hell he's going back to, London, UK,
You'll
Quebec.
Deal with the insurance company. And
but it was a rental car. So the rental, and the rent, all the rental
I wonder if he had
there.
That.
He had full coverage.
He did. He got the, I always decline it.
Oh, yeah.
When I get a rental car, he took the extra insurance that the rental company offered.
Oh, yeah. No, huh. I called as soon as I'm 911. Then I call. I don't call 411. Love 411. I love Harley.
You should call 411.
I know. I call him third. I call my insurance guy second. So I called my insurance dude. And he was like, he told me everything to get. So I was making sure I had all the names, the addresses, the insurances, And then the cops saw that it was a rental car, and she was like, you're set now. He has full coverage, his rental car. He was like, just don't even worry about him. Go after the rental place.
How much stuff did you have to throw out your window from your
what happened?
Car, like in the center console, whatever you might have had in the center console, the glove compartment or whatever?
No, I left my Bible. I left my Bible there. Had some CDs. I still listen to CDs. DVDs. Moana was in there. She was shaking up.
All right. Very convenient, though. You were right by Hard Rock Stadium. If you were a player, you could have called Stu Weinstein. He'd have walked over.
The funniest thing is that a second cop comes up, and I can tell when he looks at me. He knew who I was.
Right.
And so he's trying to do his job, doing his job. And then he walks up to me and bumps me and points at the stadium. That was his,
I know who you are.
Yeah, he was like, oh. And he was professional. I have to say the Miami Gardens police did a great job. My UK man was very inefficient, but they were efficient. But, yeah, he bumped me and pointed over.
Right, well, we're glad you're okay. I didn't like getting that text from Falero that said, hey, have you texted Len, our program director?
I haven't.
He was very concerned about Crowder, and he said the moment you you know something, let him know. You haven't let him know.
I'm going to let him know now.
All right, let him know.
What's first, Amelia or Len?
Either one. I was, I got the text from Falero, so I'm goofing around. I write prayers up. It's a text thread between me, Falero, and our boss. So Falero's like, Crowder's been in a car accident, blah, blah, blah. So I just write prayers up because I thought it was silly. I knew you were fine. And then Falero texts the emoji of praying. And then Len, he takes it very seriously, and he's like, yes, agreed. I'm praying with you guys.
Falero, my call to you didn't really kind of let you know I was okay?
No, we knew you were okay. Oh, okay. Len wasn't privy to that, so he was actually praying for you. There's Amelia. Amelia.
I'll take my prayers now.
Now, our traffic reporter, Amelia, who everybody loves, but she's so busy with a million stations, she never comes in to say hello anymore.
Hi.
I mean, we miss you. I'm not going to lie. But you're just, what is it? Traffic nonstop? You don't have time to think?
That's it. Every couple of minutes, I'm doing a report.
Wow. So are you going to miss one now? When's the next one?
Yours is the next one. So,
all right, so we got about 5 minutes.
About 13. I need to get it into you. So
13? 3:13?
Mm.
Well, you're a minute late.
Yeah. So if you could tell me what I need to do yesterday, that would be great.
Crowder got in a car wreck on the way here today.
Oh. Yes. And yeah. What did you do wrong?
Nope. See why y'all got to jump on me? I did nothing. You know what I did? I drove down the left lane. Is that illegal?
It was actually,
is that illegal?
Actually, someone crashed into him that was from the U.K.
No way.
Yes, and he called me a big bloke. Big as a bear.
Big bloke. Yeah, you are a big bloke.
Big as a bear.
Big as a bear.
That's what he told somebody on the phone.
I don't know about a bear, but...
A baby bear.
Well, anyway, it was right off the turnpike exit to the stadium.
Okay.
And so maybe you can put it in the traffic report where you say the accident that Channing Crowder was in... Mm-hmm. The turnpike exit by Hard Rock Stadium has been cleared.
Right.
And
no one needs to worry anymore.
Right. Feel free to traverse.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
But
traverse
he is
the area.
As big as a bear.
Big as a bear. Yeah, put that in. Can you put that into the traffic update?
Yes.
Anything else that we should be talking to him about? I know you're a traffic expert, so I feel like I've covered it with him. Am I missing?
Did you use your indicator?
I wasn't indicating.
You didn't indicate.
Amelia, I was driving in a straight line.
Right.
Straight line. What do I indicate driving the straight line?
Were you taking the exit ramp?
No, I was on a road that was straight as an arrow, left lane, driving straight.
Definitely not your fault then.
Thank you.
Right. That was more a question.
I don't think she believes you. I think we needed her at the beginning of this segment. I bought into it hook, line, and sinker, his story. I think she's actually getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah, my man gets out a million. He says, sorry. I looked this way, didn't look behind me.
Is he from England or is he from the Arab Emirates?
Yeah, it's like an amalgamation. At some point, he's from New Delhi.
His insurance car was from the U.K.
His insurance card.
He was insured in the U.K., and the police officer told me, hey, give me some time. I got to get this approved. Uh-oh. But I was lucky because he was driving a fully covered rental car.
There you go.
So I'm going to go get Hertz. I don't have to go get him.
Hertz.
Yeah, I'm going to give Hertz. I'm going to give Hertz hell tomorrow morning.
Yeah, put a Gypsy
ran into me. She had no insurance. Gypsies
don't have insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have addresses.
No,
they can have insurance.
Is that a bad word?
gypsies, sometimes it's used as a pejorative.
Is it?
Does it mean bum? You said they don't have a
job.
Well,
no, gypsies are like drifters.
I think of like Esmeralda from, you know.
Yeah, oftentimes gypsies are scam artists.
Naughty.
No insurance, no address.
Yeah.
That's a bum.
Live off the land. Wanderers, if you will.
Wandering is bum in 2018. You got hit by a bum?
All right, Amelia, can you put that in the update?
Yeah, okay. Turnpike accident's cleared. Canning's all right.
And then you can also say, crowd is built to last.
Well, don't say that because he's not.
I'm going to live to be 130.
Follow Amelia on Twitter. She always loves new Twitter followers. Amelia, Amelia, DeVita, DeVita, 1.
You got it.
You
got
to put the number 1 in there. Yeah, Amelia.
I'm number 1. I'm your number 1.
DeVita, 1.
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by, Amelia.
Okay, bye.
We look forward to your traffic report 4 minutes ago. She'll have traffic throughout the afternoon. But all afternoon, Amelia. Tell her, Falero, she's leaving. You got to have the Crowder thing in there every traffic report. Every one.
She waved me off.
Wow. Okay, I'm sure
she doesn't like me as much.
That's
she
not
likes
the first
you guys.
Time that that's happened with a woman, right? Where you've just been waved off as you try to shout something at the end to maintain the conversation going. Wave her off.
I think it's just Hawk she likes.
That's true.
She questions every word I say.
It was funny, man. She immediately defaulted to it was your fault, and now I'm starting to think that maybe I'm the rube here.
Oh, so maybe jump on that side.
I think I may have taken your story for gospel too quickly. Maybe I should have done a little bit of digging.
I don't want to. Falero got me.
I got you, bro.
You
my man.
Him?
My man.
I got him.
My man.
In the left lane, man.
Left lane.
I thought he was in the center lane.
No. The man was in the center lane. I was in the left lane. He U-turned in front of me out of the right, up the middle lane to the left, crossing, and I banged him.
Did you use your indicator?
What am I indicating? I was driving a straight line.
I love calling it an indicator. That sounds intelligent.
It does.
Flicker. No. Indicator.
Turn signal.
I've always used indicator.
Indicator?
Yeah, I've always used that.
Doesn't sound as intelligent anymore.
Oh. He doesn't use indicator.
I do.
Too many syllables for you.
What do you call the remote control?
Remote control?
What do you call it?
Remote control.
Remote control. Not the clicker or the flicker?
Nah, I leave off the re, though. Just remote control.
Remote control.
Yeah. Throw remote control. Remote control. Hey, throw remote control.
Hey, Co. Co.
What up, Co?
Hand me remote control.
See, you say it too proper.
All right, we'll get into some stuff I want to talk about. Glad that Crowder is okay. Glad that Amelia is on the case. She'll have it in the traffic report. Don't tune out. It's coming. It's coming up. Like, what do we have traffic? Three times an hour?
Two times an hour.
Two times an hour. She will have updates on Crowder's accident two times an hour for the rest of the afternoon. Always great stuff happening at the Cheetah. The Rodriguez Charities, in partnership with the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, is hosting their fourth annual poker tournament at the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino on Saturday, July 28th. The door is there, Crowder.
Appreciate that, baby.
You forgot how to... There you go.
Pull it.
All right. Think he's okay. Their fourth annual poker tournament at the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino, Saturday, July 28th. You can get more info at funpokerday.com, funpokerday.com. Find out about sponsorship opportunities and how to play in the tournament. 100% of the proceeds from the event is donated to local charities. Go to funpokerday.com for all the info. You know you can receive free drink special offers, info on upcoming events by texting the word cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. Cheetah 1 to 72727. Never miss the action by liking them on Facebook and Instagram. Your eyes will thank you later. Got to make the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. They offer a free gourmet lunch menu daily, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, so much more. If you want more info, check out their website at cheetahsofl.com. Radio.com.
There's a broken down vehicle on 95 northbound. Traffic is sponsored by Indeed. It's just passing Opelika Boulevard and blocking our left express lane. Broken down vehicle also for the Palmetto, also northbound passing Coral Way and blocking our right lane. Now that crash that Crowder was in is cleared. No need to worry. He is as big as a bear though, and he is okay. Don't know why he was near the Hard Rock, though. I'll just leave that one right there. And are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Amelia, weekday mornings beginning at 6. Join Joe Rose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
I think Amelia thought in that traffic report that Crowder was outside Hard Rock Casino. I think you got to clarify to her it's Hard Rock Stadium.
Okay.
Because that's the route to work.
The route.
Route.
Funny she said that. Because deeper into the story, the guy had to call an Uber. But with his British accent,
he went to the Hard Rock Casino.
He told, I'm in front of the Hard Rock. Because all he could, he didn't even know. I had to tell the guy, British dude. The Dolphins play here, and that's when it clicked to the driver. So the driver got there from the Hard Rock because we were there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And he gave me, think about how this, he hit me, and then he has to give me his phone to explain to the Uber driver how to get to us.
You're a nice guy.
And when I heard him on the phone say,
you're a mensch.
This bloke is big as a bear, it kind of calmed me down a lot because I knew then he respected my gangster.
Respected your physical prowess.
Don't say nothing slick either. Oh, he was about 4'2". He was a tiny, tiny fella. He was a little itty-bitty fella.
Bad teeth? You know, English people have bad teeth.
A lot of gunk between them.
Yeah.
A lot of gunk. Just drove up from the Keys. He told me his whole life story. I know where he works. I know he has two daughters. I knew everything about him.
Just got some great news. We had a winner from this show in the $1,000 12-a-days.
Told y'all we watch out for y'all.
Yesterday in the 2 o'clock hour, Elijah Dees.
What's that?
Dees. Elijah Dees of Pompano Beach. I guess I shouldn't be putting someone's business out there, though, right? That they just got an extra $1,000.
Come on, man. You can't. If somebody wins $1 million, you keep it on the low. You can't go ask somebody for money if they win $1,000.
Right.
Hey, let me hold $500.
If you won the lotto, a Powerball or something, would you try to keep it, try to keep it down low?
I've had this story with my buddy T. If I won any of those scratch-offs, I would have T cash it so that my name's not attached to it.
Really?
Yes.
But then, you know, you're running a little bit of danger there because then legally he's entitled to the winnings.
That's why I picked T, because I trust him.
Like, you have to trust someone implicitly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're essentially saying, hey, hold $1 million for me.
Yep.
With no kind of recourse.
Yes. I would give it to T, say, hey, bro, take your 100, give me 9 back, we good. I take 2, give me 8, we'll work it out. But that's past my
so
wife.
You would not want that publicized?
No. Because people already think I'm rich. So now I get another million or two? Yeah, now they'd be begging all day.
Well, Elijah, I don't know about that, but Elijah Dees, congratulations. What's the code word this hour so people can get in on the winning? They see that it really happens.
Bachelor.
Text the word bachelor to 72881.
You were a bachelor.
72881. Yeah, you're no longer a bachelor.
That's a good thing, right?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I love the institution of marriage.
I do, too.
Me, too.
Bachelor's not bad, though. You know, I'm not talking bad about the other side.
Long time for me, but I do have some fond memories of being a bachelor. And now, really, that I've uncovered some of these clouded memories, yeah, it's better.
It is.
It's actually better, now that I'm thinking about it.
I would say if you really, really enjoy your bachelorhood, it runs you into marriage. Because you've made so many bad decisions as a bachelor, you say, you know what? I need some help with this. Find somebody else with an opinion.
Well, congratulations to Elijah. He is the winner, $1,000 winner from yesterday. So text bachelor, BACHELOR, to 72881. 72881. So several things that we've been talking about, because you missed the first hour. Three stories, main stories that are going on. The stadium, looks like the stadium vote will happen. Looks like the Miami City Commission voted in favor of allowing it to be a ballot measure in November for Jorge Mas and David Beckham's MLS group. The other two big stories, I think, Kawhi Leonard goes from San Antonio to Toronto, seemingly begrudgingly almost.
Nobody's happy.
I don't know why. I don't know how you'd feel if you're a Raptors fan. How do you feel? You're getting one of the top five players in the NBA, but he doesn't want to be there.
I would say some people will say, hey, if he plays, I love it because he's good. And some people will take the angle of, he doesn't want me, I don't want him.
I don't want him. Like, hey, you don't want to be here? Toronto's a great city. We had Ian Eagle on earlier. He's like, it's a great city. I would understand where it's like a weird feeling. You're losing DeMar DeRozan, who was a city favorite, and he loved Toronto. I don't know how you feel if you're a Raptors fan. Like, you're getting, you know, if he's healthy, Kawhi Leonard's a game changer.
I'll tell you one thing.
Ian Eagle said Toronto right now is the best team in the East, better than Boston.
With Hayward and Kyrie back?
Yep. He said with Kawhi Leonard added to Kyle Lowry, right, that they are the best team in the East.
Yes, by far.
By far.
Damn. Kawhi's that much better than DeRozan?
If he's healthy. Yeah, because he's top five player in the NBA.
What is DeRozan? Top 10, 12?
I don't know. I mean, he's an all-star. Like,
yeah, maybe top 15.
Top 15?
I mean, they couldn't, you know, even with DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry together, they couldn't get past Cleveland. They couldn't get out of the East. So you have to imagine that Kawhi gives them a better chance. I don't know if they're better than Boston. I don't know if they're better than Philadelphia, to be quite honest.
No, for Toronto to make a move, it makes sense. Because we saw them in the playoffs year after year after year with the same team. And they get their mouth bashed in. But for them to make a move for, what, 8 months, 7 months, if he does play? Because I saw something on Twitter when I was sitting there with this damn traffic, this damn crash, that he might sit out. Because he doesn't like Toronto so much. So this is a big, big gamble to get rid of DeMar DeRozan and
that's
bring in an unhappy Kawhi.
Man, you are really risking the farm because you could end up a year from now with no DeMar DeRozan, no Kawhi Leonard, and nothing to show for it.
And they gave up, what, first-round pick?
Yeah. I mean, that's an unbelievable gamble.
So their approach was, we can impress Kawhi enough to stay.
I guess it's the Paul George idea. Well, I think there's a couple of things at play. They go, we can't win with just DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. We've got to do something to improve this team. And so we're going to swing for the fences. We're going to get one of the elite talents in the NBA. If Kawhi, let's say Kawhi doesn't want to be there, but good soldier, I get traded, I'm going to play. I can't imagine he'd sit out. So I'm going to play, plays well. They go to the Eastern Conference Finals. They win, right? They go to the NBA Finals. Does he leave?
Like, that's what you can't leave a team that wins.
That's what Toronto is gambling on, right? Like OKC made the gamble with Paul George, and it paid off. He stayed. He made it clear, I want to go to the Lakers. And then
something happened in that year.
Yep.
And he resigned with OKC.
They were able to keep him there.
So that risk, the risk reward is there. We'll risk the chance of getting rid of DeMar and a first-round pick for the reward of maybe having long-term contract with Kawhi. If it doesn't work out, we made a mistake. We'll deal with that. That's a gamble out of this world because you got rid of an all-star.
And the other thing that we are following this afternoon, Mark Richt has said Malik Rozier will be the starting quarterback for the University of Miami. We're going to get Crowder's thoughts on this in a moment because I think that's a good move for the University of Miami. We'll find out what Crowder thinks about it. So we have a lot of stuff to get to. Now, we can all agree, speaking of Malik, the countdown to football is on, and it's all about the U, and it's all about Deal Volvo. Deal has been selling Volvo models for almost 30 years on Bird Road. You know where, just off US 1, right near the U. You want to throw up the U with me?
I'm good.
Man. Unbelievable. Who's their coach? Dan Mullen?
Dan Mullen. I'm talking about who's our coach.
Deal Volvo has the best location, a great selection, great service department, but most of all, the best prices. And I know that's so important when you're car shopping. It's the model year-end sales event. There are great deals on all remaining 2018 Volvo models, discounted with great leases and low finance rates. Enjoy the luxury, performance, and safety of a new Volvo at the best prices of the year. Check out the 2018 XC60, the 2018 World Car of the Year winner, or the 2018 XC90, the most awarded luxury SUV of the century. For the best prices and service, visit Deal Volvo, where it's all about the D-E-E-L. They'll take great care of you, I promise. US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. Call 305-444-2222 or visit DealVolvoCars.com. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Who is this? This is,
Crowder, do you know?
Old school booty shaking.
Yeah,
music.
Like this is like
95 South.
Oh, 95 South. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Yeah. So Malik Rozier.
Is this on like Space Jam or something?
I don't think so.
I think it is, yeah.
95 South did.
It's not this song, but that whoop, there it is a part of the song.
Okay. Well, you're talking about the tag team version?
Yeah, tag team.
Is back that, again. Yeah.
That's the one on. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
That was Whoomp. There it is. I'm not even joking. That was Whoomp. There it is. This is Woot. There it is.
Oh, I threw an M in there, huh?
Right. Well, no. Tag team did. Whoomp. MP. Whoomp. There it is. That's 100% true. Again, don't know why I know this stuff. I knew the band New Shoes yesterday and how they spell it. I don't want to know this. I don't want to be this smart.
That's what you call it, huh? Some people call it useless information, but I'm with you, baby. You smart.
I call it intelligence. Malik Rozier. So Mark Richt says Malik Rozier will be the Miami Hurricanes starting quarterback. Flair and I talked about it in the 2 o'clock hour. I think it's a smart move. I think having veteran presence, you can speak to this a little better than I can. I think having a veteran presence in a college football huddle is pretty damn important, especially when the first game of the season, nationally televised, LSU, where is it? It's at Cowboys Stadium, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, we saw it a few years ago with Brad Kaya when he started that Louisville game that was a Thursday night game. Remember, yep. The first game of the season was a primetime game. I like Malik Rozier, and I think he's been kind of unfairly maligned a little bit by Hurricanes fans.
Well, he really wasn't great last year. He led a winning team, but he wasn't the reason behind it. Everybody knows that defense was playing out of their mind. And even in the big games, I think he had 130-something yards in Notre Dame. But to the point of why he's starting, I like it, not the fact of his veteran leadership or his he's leading this offense down the field. It's because you throw Nkosi Perry in there against LSU's defense in his first game, you could ruin his confidence for the entire season.
Right.
You don't throw a young guy. That's like me becoming a heavyweight in my first fights against Mike Tyson at his prime. You don't do that to people. You have to work your way up. Now, if they played FAMU or a lower team
Savannah State,
maybe get him in. I'm glad that no matter what happens, and for him to do it this early, think about this. What if Nkosi Perry outplays Brad Kaye in camp? Flat out, everybody sees it. But he already dedicated himself to starting Malik Rozier.
Well, here's what I think. I said to Flair, you know, there's been no pressure on Richt. I don't think, you know, it's like one thing if you have a really popular quarterback that the fan base loves and you're going to make a decision that's going to be greeted with some animosity. There's none of that. Like Mark Richt could easily say it's an open competition. I'm reading what he said here. So Susan Miller Degnan wrote this in the Miami Herald today. University of Miami football coach Mark Richt made it clearer than ever on Wednesday. Come the September 2nd season opener against LSU, Malik Rozier, barring injury or something completely crazy, will be the starting quarterback. The fifth-year senior, Rick told a small group of South Florida beat writers at the ACC football kickoff, has done enough to secure the job. And though Rick will obviously encourage contenders Nkosi Perry, Cade Weldon, and Jaren Williams to fight like heck to unseat him, he indicated you can pretty much count them out, at least initially. He's the starter. Malik is the starter, Rick said. And if something changes, I'll let you know. Yeah, see, I think
I think that's, again, I think it's the right choice. Added the coach. Malik is without doubt the number one quarterback going into fall camp. Right this minute, I'm not sure anybody is going to be able to unseat him, at least going into game one. I will have an open mind and we'll give reps and we'll compete. But even from my standpoint, when time passes and the emotion of the season ends, you go back and you review game film, coach's copy, TV copy, and just kind of watch what happened last year. He made a lot of big plays in some really big moments, and without it, we're not going to win. He made some great plays with his wheels. He ran the ball well and did some things that if he doesn't do those things that he did, we probably don't win 10 games last year. Yeah, I'm with that. I like him enough. There was, you saw stuff last season that you hadn't seen out of the Miami Hurricanes, which were wins over LSU, over FSU, the giant win over Notre Dame and stuff. And I just can't discount the quarterback and say, well, it was because of what's around him, because it wasn't like he had an all ACC receiver around him either. They had one all ACC player, right? Michael Badgley, I think he was the only all ACC player, right? The kicker? I think that was it.
They had some pieces with Herndon.
They had good weapons.
But like you're saying, no All-Americans. Nobody that can just, hey, go throw it up to Calvin Ridley from Alabama. He's going to go get it. None of those guys. But then you look back at Malik, the big games you're talking about, Notre Dame, 137 yards passing in four quarters. Big win, but he didn't impress. And in the three losses, 40% completion percentage, 187, 110, and 203. He's not winning games for you. I'd say this. I believe he'll start because of the fact that you don't throw Nakosi Perry in there against DBU and that LSU defense. But I'll tell you, if it was Malik Crowder, I would sit him down and say, son, every game you're playing for your job. Because they already set your ass down in that Pittsburgh game and put you back in. And after Pittsburgh game, after that loss, you went out and lost to Clemson and Wisconsin. They want Nakosi Perry to play. They don't want him to play against LSU this early. So you're playing for your job every play. What if they're down 28 donut at halftime at LSU?
Yeah, I think then you make a change.
You got to put him in. I think that he's a placeholder more than a starter. But Mark Richt can come in and say, hey, we're gonna let Malik Rozier placehold for a little while till Nikosi's
ready. There has to be some respect given, though, to a quarterback that, you know, whether you want to discount what he meant to the 10-3 record or what he didn't, you got to give some respect, I think, to a quarterback that led you to that kind of record, led you to signature wins, which you'd been missing for season after season after season, led you to an ACC title game, which you hadn't been in since the inception of Miami joining the conference. Like, you've got to give some sort of respect. Fifth-year senior, like, you've got to give some sort of respect to him.
Is this the respect? What Rick did on Joe's show?
Yes.
Because I don't, for him not to go into camp looking over his shoulder the whole time, that is a great thing for Rick to do to a fifth-year senior Malik Rozier. Is that the bone? Because I think it's a great bone.
I think that's plenty. Like, I'm not saying that he should come out and say, he's the starter this season. There is nothing that's going to make me waver in my decision. Like, I think what he's doing there, he is the guy. I went back and looked at the film. We don't have 10 wins without some of the things that he did. He's the guy, barring anything, crazy, he's going to be starting against LSU. Because he's not naming him season-long starter. He's saying this guy's got the starting job going into the opening game, and I think it's fair.
And like he did last year, they went to number two in the nation with him holding the ball. So, yes, we're going to let him play, let him start, let him continue. Then you go out there and start getting your butt whooped, and now he had to sit down in the second half of Pittsburgh. I believe that will happen earlier this year if Nakosi Perry is legit. There was no quarterbacks behind Malik last year. The boy left, didn't he? Or is Sheriff still there? Didn't somebody transfer out?
Yeah, it was Evan Sheriff.
Evan Sheriff transferred out. They got Nakosi Perry, and they also got the new incomer, Jaron Williams.
He's supposed to be pretty good. So two freshman babies and Malik as a fifth-year senior. 5 years in the program, you give him that respect of starting the first
especially
game.
Especially a primetime game against LSU, you know, at Cowboys Stadium. It's like you say, you put Nakosi Perry in there, and he's down 28-0 at halftime, you might be wrecking a kid.
Oh, he's going to start crying.
Yeah.
You don't want a kid to start crying. Think of your first game, you're telling everybody, come see me, I'm the starter at UM.
That would feel terrible, huh?
And you go out there and throw three picks in the first half? Don't my tears that, baby. I seen people cry at halftime.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Cry because they were playing poorly?
Not in the league, but in college.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Because they were playing poorly?
One of them linemen, it was a... I don't know their names because that's why they were crying. They weren't that good, but yes.
Oh,
go
we
out
all
there
know
and,
Manny Wright. Didn't he cry? Nick Saban made Manny Wright cry.
I lied. Yes, I played with an NFL crier. I forgot about his big soft ass. But there was a bunch of guys like guards and these rookies that come in, these freshmen that come in, and they go out. Oh, at camp, it's fun. Oh, I know everybody I'm playing against. Oh, we're blocking each other. And then you walk into a South Carolina, Georgia, Florida State, and they go out there and see them grown men and give up 3 sacks in the first half. The coach starts cussing them out. They start crying.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
Because then you're by yourself. Game day, when you start playing bad, the team's mad at you, the coaches are mad at you, and there's nothing you can do because that guy across from you is whooping you. All you got to do is cry.
Join the Joe Rose Show. They are hitting the road in search of South Florida's best burger. WQAM.com will feature video of all the stops. It's the Joe Rose Show Summer Burger Tour, sponsored by the just-reopened Burger Museum at Magic City Casino. Burger Museum features over 3,000 pieces of historical artifacts like old uniforms and signs that'll bring back some great memories. Visit BurgerBeastMuseum.com for more details. And it's brought to you by Metro PCS, wireless figured out. Is that the video of Danny
getting scared of the iguana?
Yeah, at La Tub. Is that part of the burger tour?
Correct, yeah.
La Tub is known as maybe the best burger in South Florida. I don't personally agree because I've got an allegiance to Tucker Dukes. And
I've never had a La Tub, whatever, but La Tub, but Tucker Dukes got some.
La Tub is a legendary spot on Hollywood Beach. And it is like...
That's the problem. It's on Hollywood Beach.
I'm not kidding you. And then you walk in there, they're mean to you, but that's part of the thing.
They're like, mean to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they're mean to you.
What do you mean, mean to me?
They're the waitresses and whatnot, they're mean to you.
Like racial slurs?
Yeah, racial slurs.
Oh, hell no.
No,
I'm not going back to the
like
50s.
Why
am I going
in
the 50s?
Why? Portillo's isn't mean to you.
They're kind of mean to you.
No, like, they're not.
Know your order when you go up there.
Well, no, they want to expedite the service, but you don't know.
They're mean.
No, they're not the soup Nazi.
They have white-only pies?
How much to make this? How much to turn this into it? All right. Your next code word, somebody won yesterday. Somebody won $1,000 listening to this show. Might be you. The next code word is coming up in 6 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.